USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
A somber day for President Biden. He's commemorating the 20th anniversary of 9/11 Saturday with visits to New York City, Arlington, Virginia, and Shanksville, Pennsylvania. Biden addressing the nation Friday night in a pre-recorded video, praising those who volunteered to punish those responsible.
The 9/11 generation stepping up to serve and protect in the face of terror, to get those terrorists who are responsible. To show everyone seeking to do harm to America that we will hunt you down and we will make you pay. And that will never stop. Today, tomorrow, ever, from protecting America.
He has 9/11 brought out acts of heroism and unity. USA Radio recalling 9/11 with reaction from that day as events unfolded. President George W. Bush addressing the attack that morning.
Today we have a national tragedy. Terrorism against our nation will not stand.
Bush first learning of the attack while reading to second graders at a school in Sarasota, Florida. This is USA Radio News.
What kind of career are you looking for? Do you dream of using your creative talents in the movie business? How about the advertising world? Or would you rather work in fashion? At Academy of Art University, we can help you get the art and design skills and experiences that employers want. Hundreds of top companies in the Bay Area and around the world have hired graduates from the Academy. You'll be trained by professional faculty members that have worked in the industry. So your education is practical and focused on what real-world companies want. You can get your degree at our San Francisco campus or anywhere online. Do what you want to do with your life. Call right now to get more information.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
20 years after 9/11, the Taliban and Al-Qaeda still threaten the U.S. Condoleezza Rice was National Security Advisor under President George W. Bush when the attack happened. She tells NBC News about the difficulties we'll face with the Taliban back in charge of Afghanistan.
We're going to have to work awfully hard with no eyes and ears on the ground, no intelligence assets on the ground. We're going to have to work awfully hard to make sure that that doesn't happen again. And I don't think that it's necessarily even within our power, because the Taliban will decide how closely associated it becomes with Al-Qaeda.
Rice says one improvement from 9/11 is that intelligence agencies are better at sharing information with each other. An apparent act of brutality in Afghanistan. The sound of gunfire coming from a video on social media Saturday reportedly showing Taliban fighters executing an unarmed prisoner. Meanwhile, the Taliban ordering all male employees to return to work tomorrow. Female employees, though, ordered to stay home until a proper work environment is provided. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The founder of a charity formed after 9/11 explains his inspiration. Here's Tim Berg.
Tunnel to Towers founder Frank Siller's brother was one of many firefighters who died saving lives on 9/11. Now Siller has been walking over 500 miles from the Pentagon in Washington, D.C. to New York City in memory of his brother and the 20th anniversary of the terrorist attacks. In an interview on Fox News, he describes his foundation's goals.
Tunnel to Towers Foundation is going to pay every mortgage of every first responder who dies in line of duty that leave young families behind forever. And we're going to take care of every Gold Star family member that has a young family forever. And every catastrophically injured service member that gave their body for their country, we're going to give them a mortgage-free smart home forever.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio recalling 9/11 with a reaction from that day as events unfolded. A report from CBS News on the Pentagon being hit.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. We're looking at a live picture from Washington, and there is smoke pouring out of the Pentagon. It would appear that there has been another major explosion, this one in the nation's capital. You are looking at a scene of apparent blast aftermath. There is smoke in the air over the Pentagon.
That attack coming at 9:37 a.m. Eastern Time. 8 minutes later, all U.S. airspace was shut down. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.